This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Van Hipp, chairman of American Defense International. In the early 90s, during the first Gulf War, in fact, he served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Reserve Forces and Mobilization. We want to get his thoughts as the debate goes on inside the Obama administration about the proper road forward in Afghanistan. And Van, thank you so much for being with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you.
What exactly is the immensity involved in calling up this many additional troops? What is on the president's mind as he considers this?
Well, I'm a fan of General McChrystal's, and I think the question is now is whether or not this president is going to lead and listen to his ground commanders. And I'm very concerned that the vacillation that's been going on for the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you, Greg, is sending the wrong message to NATO. We need to, rather than go around and do an apology tour with the United Nations, we need to be speaking to NATO and shoring up our support with NATO. So hopefully the president will make the right decision and will listen to the ground commanders. It's a very tough situation in Afghanistan right now. Well, one thing, Greg, that's really not being reported, and I think is the big news, is that the main ringleader out there organizing the Taliban in the south and putting together sort of a shadow Taliban government is a guy by the name of Mohammed Abdullah Zakir. Who is he? We had him at Guantanamo Bay. We let him go a year and a half ago. And so I think the lesson to be learned there is that it's time to quit caving into the ACLU crowd and when you get one of these guys, make sure they don't live to fight another day.
What do you see as the impact of the additional 40,000 forces? Are we going to see what many have called the pincer movement, with the Pakistani military coming from the east and our forces along with the rest of NATO coming from the west and crushing them at the border?
I would hope so. And see that, and I got to tell you, the Pakistan military is really looking to see what this president does at this time. With the Pakistan military, the problem is their security apparatus has always played games and always likes to go with the winner. So when they see the president vacillating, there are already signs that the Pakistan intelligence apparatus is beginning to get in bed more and more with the Taliban. So that's why it's important that a decision be made quickly. And the president support General McChrystal. We get the 40,000 additional boots on the ground and hopefully finish this job. Don't forget, we went through this, year and a half, 2 years ago, and people were saying, oh, let's don't do it. Let's don't have a surge in Iraq. Let me tell you, the surge in Iraq worked. You don't see this kind of talk about Iraq right now. And so that's why it's so important to listen to our ground commanders.
Is it just about the troop numbers, sir, or are there other issues that the president not only needs to acknowledge but also articulate publicly?
I think one of the biggest mistakes we made after 9/11 is that we did not go to NATO and engage NATO at the outset because, the NATO charter says that an attack on one is an attack on all. We should have done that. It was a misstep, no question. But I wish we would focus on NATO, shore up our support, and get NATO to do more to help us in Afghanistan.
Sir, in terms of the timetable here, what is appropriate and acceptable in terms of the president making this decision, and how long is too long?
Well, McChrystal says that we've got about a year to go until it really just begins to disintegrate if we don't do this.
In terms of the surge, you mentioned the surge in Iraq and the parallel of how it would be successful in Afghanistan. Talk about those principles. Some say it's, once again, what we did in Iraq is protecting the public, gaining their trust, building their own security defense forces. How difficult is that? How long will that take?
It's tough, and it gets back to the training. And one of the problems we saw in Iraq, we've overcome it, is that the Iraqis themselves lacked the confidence, and so that was important. What we would do is we would actually send American troops with them, but they didn't want to go out on their own, and finally we just had to force them to do it. We've got to do the same thing there, and no question we've had some problems with Karzai. I've talked to friends of mine who were on the ground early on after 9/11, involved in a lot of the training, and Karzai's got some issues. There's no question about it. He's not someone that you can always count on, but as time has gone on, we went after Musharraf pretty hard, some of the people in this country did. I tell you what, thank goodness that we had someone like Musharraf, who was a stabilizing force in that part of the world. With him out now, Pakistan is even more vulnerable, and that's why that this vacillation and the hesitation is really sending the wrong message to the Pakistanis. It's sending the wrong message to our NATO allies and it sent the wrong message to our troops in the field in Afghanistan.
We're talking to Van Hipp, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Reserve Forces and Mobilization. And, Van, in terms of Congress here, one of the things we saw during the critical stages of the war in Iraq is that General Petraeus came, he outlined what the challenges were, he outlined what the strategy was, and he outlined what progress was being made. Now there's a call, especially by Republicans, to have General McChrystal come and explain that in public, or at least much of it in public, to members of Congress as well as to the public so they have a better understanding of what's going on there. Why do you think that hasn't been ordered yet, and how important is that?
I think it's important to have that dialogue. And, of course, there are a lot of things that we don't need to know, things that are classified and all, but having a general lay out his plan and his vision for where things are, what needs to be done, that's certainly proper for him to come and speak to both the House and the Senate Armed Services Committee. So it does concern me that they're obviously trying to put a gag order on General McChrystal.
And, sir, what are your final thoughts as all these security meetings go forward? We've heard about a potential rift between the commanders on one side, who obviously support the McChrystal strategy, and others on the political side who either want to dial back a little bit and let the drones take care of the mission, or at least keep things status quo.
Well, the drones can't take care of the mission. That was one of the hopefully one of the lessons that we learned and we made a mistake in Iraq. You've always got this crowd who thinks that we can do a lot with air power and special forces and have limited boots on the ground. That's how we got. That's unfortunately how so many of our boys got killed in Operation Anaconda. At the end of the day, you still need that grunt on the ground to finish the job, and that's what we need in Afghanistan.
Man, unfortunately, our time is up, sir. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, and good to be with you.
Absolutely. Van Hipp is Chairman of American Defense International, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Reserve Forces and Mobilization. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.